This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The argument between President Obama and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is getting louder. The current battle is over Romney's record on jobs in the Bay State. And a favorite campaign weapon? Statistics.
But as with all statistics, context can mean a lot. Take this statistic, for example.
Under Governor Romney, the state was 47th in job creation, fourth from the bottom.
Now, that was David Axelrod, senior political aide to President Obama, on the steps of the State House last Thursday. His numbers come from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. But hang on, so do these numbers.
Actually, when Mitt Romney arrived, Massachusetts was an economic basket house. If you throw D.C. into the mix, we were 51 out of 51. By the time Mitt Romney left 4 years later, we were in the middle of the pack. We were 30th in the nation in terms of job growth.
That was Eric Fernstrom, senior advisor for the Romney campaign. So who's got it right?
Well, joining us to help make sense of all this is Callum Borchers. He's a political correspondent for the Boston Globe who wrote about this this morning in this morning's paper. And Callum, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So I appreciate what you've been trying to do in the paper. You've been digging into this debate. Let's just start with a couple of quick questions. The statistics that the Obama campaign has put out, Massachusetts ranked 47th out of 50 states in job growth when Mitt Romney was governor. Is that true?
That is true. If you look at the entire four-year term when Governor Romney was in office between 2003 and we'll call it 2006 because that was his last full year in office, the cumulative job growth over those 4 years ranked Massachusetts number 47 out of 50 states. If you include Washington, D.C., they were 48 out of 51.
All right. Now on to Eric Fernstrom's claim on behalf of the Romney campaign. His claim that Massachusetts was actually 51 out of 50 states, including D.C., in terms of job growth when he took office, but 30th when he left. Is he right?
That is also more or less true. The number I came up with was 32 by the time that he left office, but more or less in the ballpark. And you would hear the two numbers from the two campaigns and think, how could both possibly be true? But it's all about the window of time you choose to look at. Hmm. The Romney campaign is taking a look at year one of the Romney term versus year four of the Romney term. And that's essentially what is accurate, what Eric Fernstrom said over the weekend. In 2003, Massachusetts was actually losing jobs, about 1.3% that year, making them dead last in the entire country, including Washington, D.C. But by 2006, things had turned around somewhat. They were adding jobs at a little bit more than 1% that year, making them number 32 in the country. So that's a 19-point swing or a 19-spot swing over a course of 4 years, and it's much more positive way of looking at things.
Mm. So one is a cumulative presentation, that on the President Obama's numbers are cumulative, whereas the Romney numbers are sort of year by year. Is that the way to look at it?
That's exactly right. And I think the frustrating thing for voters was you had this exchange when Eric Fernstrom made those claims over the weekend. He was sitting alongside Stephanie Cutter, who's the deputy campaign manager for President Obama. They were on Meet the Press. And you know, neither one would sort of acknowledge the veracity of the other's claims. They were sort of saying, well, where'd that number come from? I don't know what you're looking at, but you know, my numbers come from BLS. And the fact of the matter is, both were giving information that was more or less accurate. They were just looking at very different windows of time.
Interesting. Well, you do raise the issue, that debate that broke out. I think it was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I mean, how are voters expected to sort this out? Or can they?
Well, it's a difficult question because it comes down to which window of time do you believe to be more important? And if you listen to the rhetoric from each side, there's sort of flip-flopping positions in a lot of ways. And so in the national conversation, for instance, we've heard the Obama campaign say, well, yes, our job growth numbers aren't as great as we would like them to be, but look at the context. Look at where we were at the beginning of President Obama's term and look at where we are now. We still have a long way to go, but things are getting better. Mm. And that's essentially the same argument that we're hearing from the Romney campaign about his Massachusetts years. He's saying, yeah, we were 47th out of 50 in job growth over the entire four-year term, but that doesn't tell the whole story. You have to look at where we came from.
Interesting.
In my first year, we were 51 out of 51, and by the end, we were number 32. 32 may not be a whole lot to brag about, but it's a whole lot better than 51.
Well, Callum, so they're both right, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but can I ask, who's more right?
Well, it's hard to say because if you look, I think that obviously a four-year sample size is a larger, more significant sample than 1 year. But again, you know, neither campaign can have it both ways. You know, if the Obama campaign, for instance, wants the president to get credit for the progress he's made over the course of his full term in office, and things have gotten better since they were in 2009 when he stepped in, then doesn't he also have to give Romney credit for making things better in 06 than they were in 03? And the reverse is true. You know, if Mitt Romney wants credit for getting things better by 06 than they were in 03, then he also has to concede some credit to the president for making things better in 2012 than they were in 2009.
Well, Callum, thanks so much for helping to sort this out. And this just all points toward the need for people like you doing the work that you do. Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks again for having me. Appreciate it.
That's Callum Borchers. He's political correspondent for the Boston Globe.